Summer is heating up, and so are the savings. Sizzling hot deals happening now at Gateway Buick GMC. Save over $8,000 off ticket price on the all-new 2016 GMC Acadia. Lease a brand-new Buick Encore as low as $89 a month. That's right, $89 a month. The brand-new Buick Cascada Convertible is also now available. Visit Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, or online at stlouisbuickgmc.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
I hate you, Doug. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2. Charlie Marlowe filling in for Tim McKernan. We've got Doug Vaughn, and we have Andy Banker filling in for the Cat. Andy Banker of the 2 Fox and the 11 Fox, and he anchors the 7 p.m. newscast alongside the lovely and talented Melanie Moon.
Melanie Moon, just back from London town.
I feel like she's over there like every week.
She goes to London a lot.
What was she doing?
She travels
there
all the time.
She went with her twin sister news anchor. Did you know she has a twin sister news anchor in Memphis, Tennessee?
Really?
Yes.
Boy, they might be the only pair of twins currently anchoring in America.
It's a very cool story. She's a very nice woman.
She is.
And she is in London a lot. She likes London a lot.
One of them should probably.
And what's not to like about London? It's a good place to
bangers
and
mash.
Why don't they live in the same city and then they could only work 50% of the time? You could send the twin work one day and the other twin work the next day and you'd be off 50% of the
time. That would be an awesome TV show.
They'd only have one income.
Where, you know, one of them likes hot dogs and the other one likes the ballet.
Well, this was Patty Duke.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's it. Do you remember that show, Chuck?
I've heard of Patty Duke.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've actually seen it. Maybe a Nick at Night back in the day.
She's passed on fairly recently, Patty Duke.
Yeah, and her son was Rudy.
Yes, her son was Rudy. And he sent out a very nice message or a tweet. I remember I read it on the air, and it brought a tear to my eye, and I'm not lying. I love that Patty Duke show. And I liked her. She was on other shows later.
She was, yeah.
As she grew into womanhood.
Yeah.
But that Patty Duke show, she had a brother named Ross.
She did.
Remember that?
No, I don't remember.
And her dad was in all kinds of shows.
Yes,
I
he
forget
was
his name.
Character actor. You never
knew
what his
like
name was.
He's always in shows, and he's in the Brady Bunch later. He seemed to be on everything.
Filesy, could you find the Patty Duke theme song for us, please? I'm sure that's on YouTube. Heck of a theme song.
Where Patty adores
the menu.
Kathy adores that.
Oh yeah, one of them. Yeah.
Patty likes to rock and roll. A hot dog makes her lose control. What a strange duet. Or is it a
but
dude?
They're cousins.
Dude.
Is it a dude? No, I think
identical
it's
cousins is what they were.
Identical cousins, and you'll find.
It's not often you have an identical cousin.
I know. Their one pair of matching bookends is different as night and day.
That would probably be really probably a genetic thing to not try to have an identical cousin. I would probably shy away from trying to make that happen.
Hey, Doug, Llewellyn's Pub. It's where you suspend people, put them in the log yule. They have this deal where if you go down there, 6 area locations, order the special of the day, you'll have a chance to win a trip to spring training along with 11 other amazing prizes. Second prize is a trip to Louisville for a distillery tour. And third prize, a VIP tour of Anheuser-Busch for 25 guests. The more you go to Llewellyn's, the more chances to win. Check out llewellynspub.com for details or follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get updates, locations. Central West End, Soulard, St. Chuck, Webster Groves, Wildwood, and Winghaven. Fellows, we're talking specials like a Cobb salad on a Monday, a Driscoll salad on a Tuesday, today the steak and cheese, Thursday the Imperial, Friday fish and chips, Saturday and Sunday Llewellyn's chicken, and then the Irish breakfast sandwich. Doug, how about that?
Yeah, sounds good.
That does sound good. You know what sounds good?
What's
the chips?
Eat
fish and chips.
Too.
I like the chips. They sell the chips on the street in London. Like you can go buy a little food stand in the middle of the night and buy chips.
Now, are the chips French fries or are they potato chips?
You
the
can
chips
also
are
buy
fries,
chicken
but they're
burgers.
Not, they're not like Shoe Street. You can get chicken burgers. They don't have. They're not the shoestring type. They look more chip like.
Today is National French Fry Day.
Yes, I know. I wonder if a chip counts.
I
would you be honoring French Fry Day if you had the English chips?
I don't think so, no. No, I think you need traditional American fries.
I thought Doug was going to put you in the log yule, Charlie, about 10 minutes ago.
I may still.
For some politic discussion.
Wow, that was heated.
It wasn't that heated.
Yeah,
here's
it was.
Another thing. No, no, I'm not trying to get
you guys
back
almost,
to
this.
I do find it funny, though.
Cuffs.
No, we didn't. We joke about this all the time.
You almost
after
gave me old Jack
show,
Johnson's.
Literally, the last couple days or week, after every show, Doug and I have been texting for sometimes hours about politics in a very calm fashion. We just disagree on a few things. I will say this. I do find it funny. No, this is not about Doug. On the text line, you have these hot takes from people on both sides, and it's literally 50% against me and 50% against Doug. And I just find it so funny that people can be so opinionated when literally it's half and half. I'm wrong. I'm an idiot. Charlie, you're right. You're great. Doug's wrong.
That's where the country is right now.
I understand that. But if you don't understand that, hey, we can disagree. It's fine. Nobody's an idiot.
Do you ever tearfully make up? Oh, Doug, you
I'm
were
not,
right.
I'm not mad
I was
at Doug
wrong.
At all.
No, it's me. I'm an idiot.
No, I we think support each other's Doug's, rights to have their own political
Yeah, Doug's
opinion.
Mad at me, though, I think. Sometimes, like, I leave the studio still in a good mood thinking Doug's my friend. He's said many times, though, that we're not friends.
Well, we're coworkers.
We're just coworkers.
Yeah?
I would say coworkers, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Like, I consider Andy my friend, and I feel like our trip to London. Now, before, we were kind of just casual colleagues. Then we spent 3 or 4 days together in London.
Yeah.
I feel like we became friends then.
I think so, too.
Is that
but
right?
You remember back in the day, you used to do morning sports
That's
on
true.
My morning weekend
on
show.
Saturdays.
And I thought we were friends then.
A lot of bonding going on at that point. No
yeah, see, I thought we were already friends before London. I'm disappointed to know I only made the Marlowe friendship circle.
When you're doing a morning show and you turn to
through
the
international
guy,
travel,
you turn to the sports guy and you say, "Hey, how about those Redbirds?"
Yeah,
I mean, there's a certain bonding that goes
yes,
on.
Yes, and I feel like that's my friend.
Yeah. And then the second you get into your hot take, somebody in your ear says, "Rap!" Right as you're in the middle of a long sentence that can't be stopped easily and abruptly.
But I'm not the one who did that.
I'm not blaming you.
And I thought you were my friend long before London.
That strengthened our bond. Mm. Hey, let's do the exit poll. All right.
Okay.
We
cool.
have we have. Three questions. I also see, Monster, I apologize. I didn't see that you had written out about 10 questions for Mark Will Weber. Hopefully we got to some of them.
Yeah, we covered a good deal of those.
I didn't even see that paper. All right, here we go. Exit poll. Living together before you're married, is that scandalous or sensible?
Used to be extremely scandalous.
Do we answer these or do the texters?
No, we do.
Just us.
And if they'd like that answer, they can as well.
We had callers that had hot takes about Hillary before.
They can call back.
Okay.
We had to get to a break.
Yes, we did. I don't know. Who wants to start? You want to start with me? Or are we starting here?
How about
this?
The I'll
last
start.
Guy
you
to
want
go?
Me to start?
You guys,
you go ahead seems
and start,
like
because
to...
this is in your wheelhouse now.
Well, it is in my wheelhouse.
Are we letting the cat out of the bag?
I don't think so.
Okay, then we won't.
To me,
do
I
her
understand.
Parents know?
Yes, I understand if you have religious beliefs. To me personally, I just think it's sensible. And I understand if you're 18, should you probably move in with your girlfriend or boyfriend that you've been dating for a couple months? No, that's probably not the smartest thing. But I do think it makes financial sense often. And nowadays, if you're dating someone, if you're an adult, you're probably going to be spending the night at their house anyway every night, whether it's her house or your house. So you might as well just get one apartment or condo together.
I don't know if you're dating and you're adults, you're going to be spending
okay,
every
but if
night.
You're a 20-something, if you're 22,
if
3,
you're
4, 5.
Seriously dating
yes,
somebody.
You're probably going to sleep over at one of those persons. I'm sorry, parents. This is true, though. You're going to sleep over at that person's house or they're going to sleep at your house almost every single day. So why have this facade of two separate places when you're not really staying at separate places? You might as well just save some money.
So let me go off on a tangent here, Chuck, since you are the... Doug, you've been married for quite some time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same
So
here.
I'm a sinner.
So, no. But when do you get to the point where it's every night staying? And is it a problem if she wants to do every night staying together and you don't? Or you want to and she doesn't? Is that like the breaking point? Have you ever been there, like...
Don't you feel like deep down every guy would like to have just like maybe one night on their own?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But we can't get that. So you just, you know.
The rest of your life,
six,
you can't get
six
it.
Six out of seven would be great, but 7 out of 7 is fine.
But even now, so you're not married yet. You can't have the one night?
Well, no, we live together.
Oh, there's not a separate place at all for you to go.
Sometimes I go to a shelter.
Do you? Homeless shelter?
I'll go to the local YMCA and I'll get a cot for the night.
You sleep under a bridge from time to time.
Well, you do travel some from time to time for your J-O-B.
Correct.
So those are nights.
I would like to see a statistic on the percentage of successful marriages that do not end in divorce, whether it's helpful to have lived together before marriage or not.
I don't know. Where do you fall on this? Are you with the times? Are you an old fuddy-duddy?
Oh, I'm fine with it. No, it used to be a scandalous thing. It used to be a really scandalous
thing.
Well, so was divorce. It used to be, oh, my God, you're divorced.
I can remember my sister, who's 5 years older than me, when she was living with her soon-to-be husband, her fiance. She was asking the opinions of her siblings on whether or not she should tell our father.
Oh, right. He didn't know. Where did he think she was living? Just an apartment on her own.
She, I think, still had an apartment, but she was not. She was going to stop renting and move into her.
Yeah.
Fiance had a house,
mm-hmm.
and so there was all this talk about, oh, are you going to tell Dad? And I told her I wouldn't tell him because you want to make sure he comes to the wedding. You don't need that BS. Yeah. You know, any kind of threat or him getting all upset. And she just decided, I'm going to tell him. He could care less. My mother had the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and really neither one of them had that big of a problem. We were so worried about it. And she said, we're getting married and it makes sense. And we'll, yeah. You know, I don't have to pay rent. He's like, I understand. I love this man that you picked to marry. He's a great guy and we're fine with it.
But it used to be the old fashioned thing was we're not going to have sex until we're married. And now I think nearly everybody, has sex long before they're married.
What?
So that's probably why, you know, opinion has relaxed.
Good liberals don't.
I think it's better to live together before you're married because I think you can find some things out, especially for, I'd say you almost need to for a year because then I think at the end of that period, you can call it off. You'll know whether, are we really going to do this?
Yeah.
Because it is a lifetime deal, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and we had the same consternation about telling my parents, and really we just never did, you know.
But they knew.
But your dad was already okay with your sister.
Right.
Deep down, they knew. They just didn't want to talk about it.
Yes.
Right? That's usually how it works.
And does it matter? Is it still a Catholic thing? You know, there's so many Catholic hang-ups
about
this.
I would think almost all the religions would tell you don't do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people go to church and shake their head. Yes, I believe that. And as soon as they walk outside the door, they do whatever they're going to do anyway.
Hey, along those lines, guys, have you ever tried a kolache?
What is that?
I don't think so, I have.
Do yourself a favor. Try a fresh kolache from the Kolache Factory. They also have handcrafted and roasted to perfection cat's coffee. The Kolache Factory, 2604 South Brentwood Boulevard. That's right by where I live.
I am going to try a kolache.
Hmm.
That is, speaking of should you live together, I see where you segged right into the kolache read.
Yeah. And also,
that was awesome.
You were saying earlier about Doug and I and our friendship.
Yes.
Doug's actually going to give me a ride after the show to pick my car up from a local tire shop because I have to get a couple new tires because I'm driving to Ohio. So we are good friends that help each out. When the other person is in need.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that car. Doug, you ought to not leave. You know what? For the ride over here, just to keep the ambiance going and make it feel like you're still in the studio.
Live on Periscope.
Don't turn on the air conditioner and leave the windows rolled up.
Yeah, I'm going to turn on Fox News, too, on the radio.
I will say this. Maybe it's because the political argument did get a little heated. Now I am sweating, and I feel like it's really hot. Maybe it's because we've been here for 3 hours.
When you walk out of the studio and you walk in,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're on either real life on the tarmac in World War II and the B-52s are taking off and landing, doesn't it, with all the fans out there?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're on the set of a Charlton Heston movie about World War II, and he's playing a pilot named Doug, and there's a gunner named Matt.
Right.
You know?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But he's like a general or a colonel that only the...
Colonel.
Our colonel that only the high-ranking guys get to call Doug, right? Everyone else, guys will be walking by, saluting him, and then Spencer Tracy goes, "Hey, Doug."
Oh yeah. I've seen
you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, like he's
that all comes to my mind when I walk by those fans out there.
Yeah, that entire thought process.
Hey, how about this text? It's from Fupa. I've been dating my girlfriend for 8 years and have 2 kids together. We live together and it's awesome. Blow smoke, old timers. That's the text of the day.
Well, didn't we all say we thought it was okay?
A good, strong liberal.
I think that's what they call common law marriage today. Is that a common law marriage? Are they essentially married?
Isn't that a legal term, though, like a certain amount of years?
It used to be like 7 years, I think, if you lived together.
Like,
can they be on each other's insurance?
Yeah.
No, I think the key thing is, can she sue him if they split up?
If they split up.
Let me ask you this.
8 years.
What if I live with a male roommate for 10 years, and then I want to leave? Do I get half his stuff? Because I feel like I should.
You could try, yeah.
Now, is it just a male friend?
No.
Because I'm a liberal and I want everything for free.
Is it a male? You want everything for free and you want everybody to be gay because you're
correct.
A liberal.
I want the government to give me, I want the government to do this radio show for me so
that
I can sleep in.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
If you want my real.
Straight off the Hillary talking points, buddy.
You want a Republican.
Straight off the Hillary talking points.
You would like an evil Republican to do the work for you and tax him.
I knew you were going to get to the truth, Doug.
Correct.
So
preferably, I want a rich white male Republican.
No, but is this a male lover or just a male friend?
When do friends turn into lovers?
Great point.
After about 10 years living together, it didn't
take
that long.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Spice Girls. I like Ginger Spice.
I like the one that's on the America's Got Talent. Is that Ginger?
Is she the athletic one?
She's Mel B.
Spice? Oh, she was Scary Spice? Sea Monster? There's Baby Spice. Sea Monster?
I like the Mel B.
He's tuned out.
Sea Monster does.
All right, second
about.
Question. Right. Is it socially acceptable to text while attending a rock concert?
Oh, gosh. I'd say you could do anything at a rock concert. Texting? I thought you were going to say at church.
You mean
or
like
in
before
school,
or while the music's being played?
Or at work?
Well, a little background on this one.
Yes.
In the links this morning, the lead singer for Slipknot apparently knocked the phone out of a person's hand mid-concert because he doesn't like it when people are texting.
Well, too bad. They probably paid $100 to get into the concert. If they want to play with their phone, they ought to be allowed to.
And also, I have to admit,
I agree with Slipknot.
I like Slipknot and then the headband. I believe they're from Iowa. But what if that person had just taken a picture or a video of the concert and wanted to post it to social media?
So what?
That's what I'm saying.
It happens all the time.
I'm saying I'm fine with it. Now, I do think...
No, I'm with Slipknot. You want to be in my concert?
You don't get that right just because you're performing.
Put your phone down.
You can't control what everybody else does, especially people who paid to get in there.
Yeah, a bunch of money. Now, I'm not saying I agree with it, but you can do it.
You think Adam Wainwright needs to climb up into the seats and slap the phone away from a fan?
I mentioned we were at the... Yeah.
Oh, for
heaven. I honestly have felt like it at a ball game if I'm there as a fan and not a member of the working media where sometimes you have to use your phone. But there are people during game action, there could be... runners on second and third and one out, and you're wondering about whether they're going to drop a bunt or, you know, rooting for the sacrifice fly. You just let them swing away or whatever. And people all around, you're like...
Oh, yeah. There's almost as many people on their phone as not on their phone.
Yes.
It's about 50-50.
And it is enough to make you want to smack them. But, you know, in between innings, I'm texting my brother about the game, you know, saying, hey, we got great seats.
It's just where we are right now.
But, you know.
So there's no point fighting.
But that's kind of fun. But I think it's in between innings. That's why I asked. If he's performing, if he's up there putting his blood, sweat, and tears, and I know you paid the money, but for Pete's sake.
No, you do not have the right in any case to assault in any way another person.
Correct.
It's not about
you. We can agree on that. Whether you're a liberal or conservative, we can agree on that.
I don't agree.
You think a guy singing a song has a right to assault someone who's got a phone in their hand?
I don't know. It's not assault. He just
hands on someone, if you knock down a phone that's worth what, $700?
Then he should buy her the phone back or him. But I'm with Slipknot.
I'm not saying it's the best junk. I'm not saying it's the best decorum. I wouldn't necessarily do it. Like, I think if you're watching a comedy show and you're in the front row and the guy's right there doing his stand-up, and you're on your phone in the front row, I could see how that would be very distracting, and the comedian would not like that, but it's still technically your right.
Do you remember I mentioned this history professor? His name was Kruger that I had at Illinois who told us about Warren Harding
Lon
having the
Kruger.
Poker games.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lon Kruger, Professor Lon Kruger.
Did you have to teach a class in order to coach the basketball?
No, he was an awesome professor.
How much was the book? How much was the book?
If it was raining out and you walked to class in the rain, he'd start telling you stories about Warren Harding having hookers in the White House. He'd be like, you know what? F it. And he would say the F word.
Yeah.
You guys came through here in the rain. I forget what I was going to talk about today. Let's have some entertainment. But if you were asleep in the front row, and this was a big lecture hall, If you were sitting there sleeping, he would call you out and yell at you until you woke up. And then, I mean, he'd like bend down off the stage and he goes, I'm talking to you, effer.
Wow.
Did you come? Yeah.
It was unbelievable. You say the F word to a student?
He had tenure. Yeah, there, guys, there's another guy I remember reading his paper in here. He goes, you, effer, you came here to read the sports page? F that. Get up. Get up. And the guy finally put his paper down. He goes, yeah, I'm talking to you.
But now you could
get out of here.
You could argue that that student paid, what, 25 grand a year for the right to sleep in a class?
Yeah.
If you don't want to get an education,
no,
that's on the student.
No, I'm with my professor. I'm with Slipknot.
The Knot.
Have some respect.
Well, I do believe in that. It's not something I don't think I ever fell asleep in a class in my life, just for fear of what might happen if I did. But
I did a
nonetheless,
lot.
If you pay to go, I think you've paid for the right not to learn anything.
You have the right to boo. That's not respectful, right?
Right.
It's funny you guys mentioned
but
that.
But I'm still with Slipknot.
It's funny you mentioned that because right now it's Clayton Restaurant Week. It's the summer edition.
What's that have to do with it?
What
that's
you just
the
Marlo
Weave.
What you were just talking about.
All right.
15 fine dining restaurants offer three courses for $25 and $35. It started, Doug, 2 days ago on the Monday, but it goes through Sunday. So that means you have, what, 5 days left? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Seems is like it that. A restaurant or a restaurant?
It's both. It's Clayton Restaurant Week, summer edition. The fine dining establishments included, Doug, are as follows. 801 Fish, Avenue, Barcelona, CJ Muggs, Cafe Napoli, Cantina Laredo, Cardwell's, Crushed Red. I go there all the time, by the way. Dominic's Trattoria, The Libertine, Morton's Steakhouse, Oceano Bistro, Remy's Kitchen and Wine Bar, Ruth's Chris, which I love, and also The Wheelhouse, Doug. So $25 or $35, you can get some good eats with you and your lovely lady or a lovely gentleman. Whoever you'd like to go share some fellowship and food with.
That is a great
it really is
happening. Yeah. And I like all those places, but I haven't been to Crushed Red.
So great now, salads.
Now that you gave me the recommendation,
we probably
I got
get,
my excuse to go.
We
where
probably,
is it?
We probably get Crushed Red salads once a week.
Where is it?
I don't know, Clayton. I've driven there several times. I mean, Clayton's not that big, so.
Right.
I don't want to be a downer.
Oh, no.
But I believe we were supposed to tell the good people about the Craft on Tap, which is also happening in Clayton.
Okay. Now, let me just... I just want to give people a little peek behind the curtain of running point on this show.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
When it says Clayton on the board, and you have two reads, one of them is for the week that's currently happening.
Don't look at the board. Look at the show.
And the
plan.
Other one has a Craft on Tap for Saturday, August 20th. I would just think that you're trying to do the one that's more... recent.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
I would
I'm not mad
thing.
At you, Sea Monster.
Yeah. I but do see, them
it
both.
Makes, it makes
but
me
now
look,
I want to know about Craft on Drop.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you about Craft on Tap. It's happening Saturday, August 20th in downtown Clayton. Come support over 25 local craft breweries and get unlimited tastings. Tickets are $35 if bought in advance and $40 at the door, and the price includes a commemorative glass. A VIP ticket option is also available for $45 and includes earlier access and exclusive beer offerings. Enjoy live music from the band Trophy Mules. Order tickets online at ClaytonCraftOnTap.com. Craft on Tap, August 20th in downtown Clayton. And I wasn't going after the Sea Monster. I love the Sea Monster.
Do you say aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
I say aunt.
I say aunt.
It should be. It looks like aunt.
I used to say aunt, but I changed to aunt.
I love the fact that you held
it's
that
just
thought.
Like, just like restaurant.
You held that thought for that entire... little read, and then right after that, you had to get that off your chest.
I did.
I was.
It's
aunt.
Been bothering me. Well, that's what this show is. I feel like this is the what's bothering me.
100%.
Who is everybody's favorite aunt? Aunt B. They didn't say Aunt B.
I actually had an Aunt B.
Did you?
Yes.
Then did you call her Aunt B?
Yes.
What about
so
Aunt?
What happened to Aunt?
But now
B?
I would call her Aunt. B.
Oh, you wouldn't.
What
yes,
about Aunt Jemima?
They didn't say Aunt Jemima.
I think they did.
Aunt.
I think it's. You know, you say
how about
my,
this?
Some
what
people
about
say my
Auntie M?
Auntie
M, Auntie M.
Right, there you go again. We've just spelled out several good examples of why.
What
it
about
should be
Auntie
pronounced
Ann's aunt. Pretzels?
Hmm.
Don't you say we're going to Auntie Ann's?
No,
at the mall?
I don't. No.
You don't?
No. Aunt. I agree. It shouldn't be pronounced that way. But we had that same discussion with Colonel.
What about the third exit poll question, Charlie?
Third exit poll question is as follows. What is your favorite breakfast food?
Man, I'm a sweet tooth in the morning.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm the exact opposite.
Really?
Like, I'm not going to say I'm going to pass on a donut if it was free, but I would never choose that. I'd never choose pancakes or waffles over an egg dish, an omelet, a sausage and bacon with some potatoes type meal.
That's what you like?
I would always prefer that over something sweet.
Eggs?
But that's like all through the day. Like, I don't crave dessert ever. I'd rather have something a little salty. Mm. Doug?
I have the same thing almost every day. I have vanilla-flavored Greek low-fat yogurt with strawberries or blueberries and some granola on the top. Almost every single day.
Do you love it?
Oh, God. The yogurt is so good. It's like eating ice cream. When you
really?
It is just fantastic.
I didn't know if you did it because it was a healthy choice or you did it just
because... Well, both.
I love this stuff.
I started because it was healthy, and then it tastes so darn good. There's nothing I'd rather have.
Okay, so I have a little bit of a conflict here because if there's a thing full of chocolate chip cookies in my house with the kids and all of that, right? But it's got to be chocolate chips or the chocolate chips with the instead of the chocolate chips, it has the M&M substituted.
Mm-hmm.
I will eat one of those if it's a big one, like, you know, from a bakery or something. I would eat one of those. I'd bypass everything else, eat one of those, dunking it in milk and fruit
for breakfast.
Yes, I just can't help myself if that's around. I won't eat five of them. I'll eat one.
Yeah,
you know. So if that's there, but my favorite breakfast food is what I had on my excursion to Milwaukee at the hotel, which was eggs, bacon, toast, or an English muffin or something.
Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with that.
And fruit. And the fruit I prefer with a breakfast like that is the melon. Not cantaloupe.
The green stuff.
The green one.
Muskmelon. Yeah.
What do you call that?
Is that what the green is?
Is it called muskmelon?
Honeydew.
Honeydew.
Maybe that's
yeah. So, but the bacon has got to be fried hard. You know what I mean? Crisp.
Yeah, I don't eat
that. And I pick the fat off. I only eat the meat part.
Well, then you got nothing left.
I know. There's not much.
No.
But that's the way I like it.
The fat's the good part.
And then the eggs have got to be over medium. Just a little bit of mush when you pop the yolk.
Yeah.
Soak that up with the toast.
Mm.
Oh, doctor.
Good responses. I almost
and the eggs are better if you fry them in the bacon grease.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I could eat breakfast food all day long and never. I would never complain about it.
So you know how my mom. You know, have you ever had a sunny side up egg,
sure.
Where the white part is still runny over the top?
Yeah.
You know, over easy cooks the top. You know how my mom used to cook the top instead of flipping.
I have no idea.
If you flip them, well, my mom would make the bacon. Fry the eggs in the bacon grease, and then she'd spoon the grease over the top of the yolk to cook that white part.
Right.
Oh.
You liked that, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. It's unbelievable.
I love cereal, too, but I eat so much of it, and it's got so much sugar in it.
Yeah, I like cereal.
I can have two or three bowls of cereal. I got to stop.
Kitty sugar cereal? What's your favorite cereal?
I have not purchased a box of cereal in 3 years. I've probably not eaten cereal in 3 years, but I used to like Honey Nut Cheerios. If you're talking about like the real sugary stuff, I'm trying to think what my favorite would be. I liked Corn Pops back in the day.
I was not a Corn Pop guy.
No.
You know what I'd say in high school and end of grade school, early teens, I ate a bowl of Count Chocula single day. Probably two bowls.
Oh, that's about 3,000 calories.
I know.
With some choco water at the
end. Oh, the choco milk at the end. I like the Golden Grahams, too. How do they cram all that graham? Was that a slogan?
That was their motto.
Wow.
Hey, Doug, the motto of the appliance discounters... You know what's funny is literally I hadn't even said that, but the first line of this read is at the appliance discounters, their motto is our savings are your savings because they buy in bulk at the lowest price and pass the savings to you. They recently bought loads of Frigidaire Professional Series products at huge savings. So the prices for Frigidaire Professional appliances at appliance discounters are so low right now that they can't even be advertised. Plus, you can receive an additional cash rebate up to $500 on select Frigidaire professional appliance packages. Check out the look of this line at any of their six showrooms and online at www.theappliancediscounters.com. Go to Baldwin, Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, St. Louis on Delores Street, and in Fairview Heights, Illinois, six Missouri and Illinois locations to serve you. Check them out, theappliancediscounters.com. Doug, your thoughts?
Well, I need to do that because I think I need a new refrigerator.
What happened?
Oh, you're kidding.
Tired of fighting the ice maker. It doesn't close all the way unless you really push it.
Yeah, that stinks.
Do you want one of these fridges that has the iPhone screen on it?
I don't need that, no.
How old is your fridge? Do you have any
about,
idea?
About 5 or 6 years, probably.
Really? And you need a new one already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, I am. Our refrigerator is getting close to being 20 years old. You believe that?
We've got one of those. It's in the garage now.
No,
but the ice maker stopped working.
This is stainless steel. It's got the ice maker in the door, all of that.
20 years old.
All still working.
What brand?
Now that I said it, it's probably just stopped. But we've got one in the basement, and this is what kills me. There's one in the basement that was in the house when we moved there. Right? So that's it's 12 years old because that's how long I've been in the house. But it has to be 30 years old before I move there, right? Or at least 20. How come the basement fridge is the one that will never break?
Probably doesn't have an ice maker. It's the ice maker that's most commonly
well, it had one if you hooked it up.
Still working.
I don't use it. I never have plugged. I didn't hook the water line up.
My refrigerator, it still works. It's just a pain. The ice maker, it makes ice, but it leaks, and so then you get a big glob of ice, and then it freezes everything, and then I got to pull everything out.
And you're bringing down the kind of cabbage where you can just get a fridge because the other one's not convenient anymore, not out of necessity?
Well,
wow. I need to work at the Four Fox.
Haven't you ever just kind of had enough of a certain appliance that still works, but it drives you crazy because you're servicing it all the time? You said, I kind of like to start over.
Yeah, I had to get an air conditioner already this year.
Window air.
I got one a couple years ago. About $3,500, but you know what? It works well now. Doug, you mentioned
you paid $3,500 for a window air.
No, for a normal for your condo.
I have two of them. I got to replace them both in the last.
Hashtag
5 years.
Blessed. It's Doug, you mentioned sweet. Your fridge though. You should stock that fridge with Bud Light. America, they say we're a nation divided. You might have listened to that last segment and thought that Doug and I were divided politically. We're not. We both love each other. We love this country and we love Bud Light.
But we are divided politically.
They say we disagree on everything, but they're wrong. We agree on a lot, like liberty, justice, three-day weekends, funny T-shirts, burritos, sliding on hardwood floors and socks, cat videos, and, of course, beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. That's why we formed the third party, the third way, Doug. It's the Bud Light Party.
Mm-hmm.
We are the fake political party America needs right now, a party proudly stuck in the present, where all men and women should be treated fairly, paid equally, and live happily.
Wait a minute. Men and women should be paid equally?
You think so?
No. That would be socialism.
Where all men and women should be treated fairly. I'm just reading copy.
Okay.
Paid equally and live happily.
Really?
I mean, they write this copy, so I feel like I should read it the way they wrote it. A
so
party for
a doctor
everyone.
Should make the same thing as like a sewer worker or the guy at McDonald's.
I think their argument is a male doctor should make the same as a female doctor.
Okay. The same
and a male sewer worker should make the same. That's just what I'm. That's how I interpret.
Probably so, and I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead, Chuck.
Either way, ipso facto, because no matter where we all stand on the issues, we all sit on bar stools. America has seen the light, and there's a bud in front of it. So, Doug, even though we disagree, you and I, why don't we both leave our respective parties and join the Bud Light Party?
Okay, that would be fine. And if you're going to put the Bud Light in a refrigerator, you're going to, wait a minute, where am I going to put the refrigerator? I don't have a home. Well, Ryan Kelly can take care of that with him. Awfully nice mortgage.
Sure.
And the housing market is so hot right now that a lot of homes are selling like the first day. Here's what you
it's
need.
It's funny
to
you say that. The housing market is hotter than this studio.
Oh, nice. Man, you beat well me done. To the ring.
Well done. So what you need to do because of it, the excessive heat of the housing market is get pre-approved before you go looking so you know exactly what you can afford. A lot of people say, you know, they want that house. It's just barely outside of the range. It's always that house. It's just a little bit more than you can afford. Well, maybe you can't afford it with one of Ryan Kelly's loans. 2%. Some of these 30-year mortgages are going for 2% now. So give Ryan Kelly a call. Get pre-approved before you start looking. Or if you just need to refinance your loan, which is a nice deal too. Here's the number, 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. And his website is thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert, LLC.
This is pretty funny. Well done, by the way. On the text line, on the text line, a gentleman just texted me and said, hey, Chuck, your tires are done. See you soon. I'm going to pick up my tires right after the show.
That's very
this
nice.
This person must listen, and he works there.
Plowsy looks like he's going to drop back there.
Plowsy,
we need to get
up.
Him some water.
Well,
man,
some of us
feeling
have,
the heat.
Some of us have 10 pounds we can lose
he's
after the heat.
He's panting back there. He looks like someone just took him for a walk.
So ridiculous how it's not fixed. I won't get into a rant, but this is the most uncomfortable ever. It's like just a sauna in here.
Huh. It's really not that bad.
Oh, I completely disagree. I think this is very uncomfortable. Billy G's is way more accommodating to the weather, and they are around fryers, ovens, and everything else, and it's never this hot in here. This is just stupid.
I think your equipment, you might have to put some more antifreeze in
the
radiator.
Oh, it'll shut down in the afternoon. It always does once it gets to like 90 in here, and they can't cool down, so... Priorities, Doug.
Maybe we all need to be given a fan like you'd see in those southern churches that weren't air conditioned. They just
if we had that, then they'd probably put a note on it and telling us what speed we need to use it.
Fan ourselves with one hand and hold a little mask with the other one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Hey, when you're driving in a new car. When you're driving in a new car.
At the masquerade ball.
Careful, the show will drive you crazy.
You could fan yourself with one arm and you could drive your new car right off the lot. From Gateway Buick GMC.
That's right.
They're having the best summer sale in years. For a limited time, score extra rebates and deals that will get you on the road in your dream car with money left to spend on your summer vacation. They have 86 2016 Buick Encores, Doug, on the lot, and 11 2016 GMC Acadias with a limited time offer of 0% for 72 months. Check them out, Gateway Buick GMC. Doug, we've been there. Check them out on the web, stlouisbuickgmc.com. Then the text line will say, you guys do too many live reads at the end. You do too many live reads in the row.
You know,
sorry that we have hour-long segments.
Leave us alone.
Where we never break and you get free content. And every once in a while to pay the bills, we give some information from a fine sponsor that we love and enjoy.
It's not like we're paying the bills.
Very nice.
We're suggesting ways to make people's lives better.
That's I'm tired of it.
With 13 minutes left in the show.
I still got to do emails, and I have two live reads left. Go ahead.
Can we get into – I did all the show prep. I had hot takes lined up about the Cardinals' most pressing needs as the trade deadline approaches.
Okay.
And the St. Louis FC outlook.
You've been following the St. Louis FC?
I was only kidding. No. Have you?
No, not so much.
I couldn't give you much.
I do want to go to a game out there, though. I heard it's a great time.
Where do they play?
Out at the soccer park, out there in Fenton.
Yeah, I should know that.
Yeah, but it's a really good time, and apparently, if you want to be a hooligan, you can sit with the hooligan section.
Aren't they called the Luligans?
The Luligans, the St. Luligans, and they are. They're driving a bus that's going to bring MLS here. That's for sure.
I think so. Yeah.
I think given our dearth of sports, we should give them more coverage.
Oh, well, yeah. I think we will get behind an MLS team in a big way. But this is a professional sports town. Anytime you have a minor league team, it's kind of hard to convince the public in mass to go.
Right. But it is a good time and a great thing to pay attention to maybe if you're looking for something, since we have no Rams training camp.
Sounds like you're already angling for a PA job with this new soccer club.
No, I think they're already taken care of.
I think.
For an MLS club?
Oh, for an MLS?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm angling for that.
Throw your hat in there, buddy.
Yeah, my pipes need to... I got to let the air out once in a while.
You think you could say all the difficult European names?
Yeah, I've done soccer here.
Have you?
I did the Ivory Coast versus Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Okay, is that hot?
No, I know, but I mean, you talk about names. Oh, holy cow.
But nobody knows if you missed them.
Well, yeah, I had a Bosnian sports writer sitting right next to me.
Did
who
you
was helping me to make sure I pronounced them right, but I had them all written out. But yeah, people would have known, and there were a lot of Bosnians at the game.
They would have known.
Bosnians love hot shots, especially their Manchester location. The morning after starts at 6 and runs until 8:30 on July 28th. It's the live remote, Doug. It's going to be crazy. Jay Randolph Jr. is there. Special appearance for Foot Fetish Friday, even though it's on a Thursday, correct? You have a special edition TMA trivia, limited edition TMA items, happy hour leading up to the start of the show. You have special TMA-themed shot specials, Doug. Lemonade, Plowboy's nipple hair, hashtag free donut. Then you have a Bud Light brand ambassadors with samplings from 7 to 8. You have TMA-themed food specials. You have TMA Hoth Tots, loaded tater tots. And for $7.99, tuna fish Vaughn, tuna fish sandwich on toast with a side. All the games, all the time, 12 St. Louis area locations at Hot Shots. But again, the live remote is July 28th. Doug, are you going to be there?
I think so. Are you going?
I'm trying to. I have to work that night, but I might be able to make it down there. I have to be there for the 11 p.m. newscast. So I could go earlier in theory. I wouldn't be able to drink or anything.
I had to put in for a vacation day a month ago in order to be there.
Do you guys promise fun to be there to talk about the Cardinals' needs in the second half as a trade deadline approaches tomorrow?
Is that I'm what not you'd like tomorrow. To discuss?
I didn't get to talk about it today. I wanted to.
Well, do you have a brief thought you'd like to share?
I did my homework.
Give us a brief take.
I think they need a closer.
Who you want?
And Doug, what do you think they're going to do about closer?
I think they may be okay with O as the closer, but I think they definitely need some kind of relief arm.
And my response to that is, oh, no.
Wow.
Well, his numbers are pretty good.
I'll just say this.
He's not lighting
up. But are you going to pay a premium for a closer, or would you rather pay almost relatively little for just a seventh or eighth inning guy?
I think that's the most glaring thing that has harmed this team in the last month is the back of the bullpen.
Well, it did, but they made a change there already.
Yeah, but I don't think that's shorted up. I don't think he's the answer.
I'm not saying this is going to change the landscape of
go
the season.
Go get Chapman.
No, you bring up Alex Reyes, start him in the sixth or the seventh, see if he's a good option, and that just pushes everybody else back. Every day I'm citing another great starting pitcher on Twitter that has started their career in the bullpen and had great success, the likes of Chris Sale.
But how's he
and
doing?
David
Is he
Price
throwing strikes down
Max
there with
Scherzer.
Regularity?
It's different. It's different when you're a starter. First of all, he's struck out 61 batters and 41 in the third innings. His issue is efficiency. You're not asking him to throw six innings. You're not asking him to throw 100 pitches. You're asking him to go out there and throw 101 miles an hour with an occasional breaking ball. You don't have to worry about a third pitch, one inning at a time, probably 25 to 30 pitches at a time. I do think that can make a difference over the last 76 games of the season.
As long as he can come up and not walk people.
And you know what? If he comes up and it doesn't work, then you tried it. Send him back. He'll be fine when he comes back up the next time. He's not this fragile guy. He's one of the best prospects on this planet. Let's try it.
I would think that they probably will.
I'd either do that or go get someone you know. I'm all for trading prospects and getting some guys who can play the damn game.
Yeah.
You can't sit on these guys forever.
Let's do the email of the day.
So I got my take in.
Clousy.
It was a nice take.
Hey, how about that?
I got to say, oh, no.
Hot
we have programming note. Alpina and Bradford Bruns are in for Frank today. And Thursday and Friday, We Are Live will be doing this presentation along with Doug.
Welcome back, Alpina.
Really?
That's great.
Along with another note, the emails are weak.
Okay, that's what I was just going to ask you. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just
read. That's not unusual.
I'll just read for about 6 minutes here, and then we'll call it a day. I'll give you one more live read just to kind of end my tenure this week.
Good.
And then we'll say goodbye.
Hit it, Charlie.
And Doug and I will drive to the tire shop.
Can we call you Pantsuit Charlie?
Yes.
I'm going to hashtag that.
Why don't they call men's suits?
Pantsuit Charlie.
Liar, liar, pantsuit on fire.
Why don't they call men's suits pantsuits? It is a pantsuit.
Because you're not so closeted, rah-rah Hillary supporter.
And men always wear
We're
going to
call you Pantsuit Charlie.
I'm actually
That's
not.
My new hashtag.
I'm not that much of a Hillary supporter. I am a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, right.
I didn't vote for Hillary against Obama.
No.
In the primaries.
Not a lot of other people did either.
All I'm saying.
But now you will.
I will vote for her against Trump. Yes, I will. I will admit that. I'm fine in saying that.
Liar, liar, pantsuit on fire.
And now to the emails. Doug stood proud in his Make America Great Again hat. He had on a sharp blue suit with a red tie. He also had on a hot black lacy number underneath, but that's neither here nor there. Charlie stood proud in his rainbow t-shirt and Birkenstocks. His cargo short was tight around his taut bum. He screamed, "Hillary makes me a better man! Her policies never change! Yeah!" Then there was the banker, collected, cool, and calm. The banker cheered for no one because his money was on both. The banker wins no matter what. "Please debate over a couple morons while I lock people in cages for a plant, robot murder innocent civilians, and destroy our economy, education, and infrastructure. I control dad ass, see?" said the banker. "Who wants to get some horses and move to the mountains with me? Broke back cucky." That's from Broke Back Cucky.
Broke Back Cucky.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty strong.
He's one of the best. He might be the best, in my opinion. Doug?
Well, he goes topless a lot, and he wears jorts.
Yeah.
And when he's wearing a shirt at all, it's a half shirt. I mean, he's a power Hoosier.
Correct. Yeah. But he's older than I thought, and he has kids and all that. He's a fine,
he's in his
upstanding
70s,
gentleman.
Something.
So Chuck made his alma mater proud this morning. Old LMB killed six kids in order to start a university, and now Charlie Marlowe of the Two Fox wants to go all biblical and destroy an entire city just so he can bring back tackle football to the SDL. Nice job, Chuck. Why do you hate New Orleans? Have you always been pro-hurricane, or are you a flip-flopper like Hillary? Doug, you're an angry old troll, and it makes me sad. You don't listen. Just try. Try and listen. Do good. Avoid evil. BB.
Do I need to listen to?
That's
him?
The Barnhart brawler.
I guess I need to listen to him.
No.
I'm sure he didn't listen to the Hillary Clinton soundbite. He wouldn't care about it.
Doug,
Barnhart
my whole,
brawler.
My whole take Barnhart is that I just wish brawler. Both sides would have more understanding why the other side thinks or votes the way they do. That's
There's
all I'm saying.
There's too much understanding going on. We need a little less understanding and a little more iron-fisted leadership.
Yeah, that's easy to say. More understanding, right? Of course. I don't know why you don't understand your candidate will say absolutely anything, anything at all, lie, cheat, whatever, to get elected.
And instead, we need soldiers on every street corner.
Yes.
Whatever it takes for public safety, yeah.
Whatever tanks it takes. On Main Street.
Maybe you'd like to see that. Maybe you're in favor of the murder rate in Chicago because there's nobody there to protect anybody.
I want to see an aircraft carrier docked in the Mississippi.
Well, if the streets get dangerous enough, you may.
Hello, and now let's go to our new segment with our intern, Madison. It's called Madison's Minute, but instead of her talking for a minute, Charlie will interrupt every 10 seconds, which is fine because she was just going to discuss Big Poppy's Hall of Fame potential. Blah, 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 blah. It's National French Friday, though. You do, baby, you do. I'm not going to say that. That's the Loomster.
You see, this is breaking news. A Cleveland Brown player, Isaiah Crowell, has posted an Instagram account picture of a Black Lives Matter person slitting the throat of a policeman.
That was yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, he apologized.
And now the police are threatening to not work Cleveland Browns games. Good for them.
I'll tell you what, I am all for, I was watching the news yesterday, not to get off track, but I'm all for if you threaten the life of a police officer on social media, absolutely they should be able to get you for that.
Yeah, you would think. You threaten the life of anybody.
Like, your ability for free speech, I don't think you should be able to threaten police officers' lives on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
no
and
kidding.
Whatnot. But
why,
I mean,
why should you be?
I'm just saying.
Who could argue
think,
against that?
I understand, but I don't think the law right now says that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think can you legally arrest someone for posting something like that?
No, I don't think you should be.
I don't know if it's a terror.
I don't agree with it.
If it's a terroristic threat, I believe you could be.
But I think if you tweet something like "Let's go kill some cops," I feel like you absolutely should be able to be arrested for that.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Yeah, there is, you know, yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Right. I think you could be if it's seen as a terroristic
there
threat.
Would have to be, you know, that's some kind of test case that needs to be sent up the chain to the Supreme Court for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to consider, as she calls Trump
she
a
would,
faker.
Yeah, she would say, no, you can do anything.
Well, the police
We're
chief from
wonderful.
Detroit was doing the media scene yesterday, and he said, absolutely, if you make a threat versus a cop, whether it's on social media, like, we're going to take that, as they should, as a serious threat because of what's going on.
It's too hard to police now because so many people out there in the Twitter world are saying stuff, and they never put their names out there. You know, you get so many critics blasting you for things you say in this radio show or things I report on TV from people who don't even put their name behind what they're saying. You know what I mean? They might have a picture of something else. Mm-hmm. It just drives me crazy. No, I'm
eggs.
Andy Banker. You see me. That's me. That's, you know, I'm tweeting.
You
blah, blah,
got
blah.
A little blue check
you got
mark.
A hot take. Stand behind it, you weasels.
I like arguing with the eggs. With the eggs on Twitter that have two followers.
Mm. Yes. No.
All right. I'm going to read one more. We're out of time.
Okay.
And these emails aren't too good, to be honest with you. Mom, just curious if you T-boys were able to get your hot little hands on the latest issue of French Fry Aficionado. It has some fantastic features that detail the trendiest cuts of French fry for 2016. As well as which cut of French fry offers the most optimal yield whilst enjoying them reverse cowgirl on the tank lid. It also spotlights a wonderful op-ed piece in which the writer lists his power rankings of fries that are best to be dipped. I'm not going to say that. That's Timmy Walters.
Timmy Walters, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the handsome leather-bound Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
Plowsy, did you put these in order of how good they were? I don't want to feel like I'm missing because I have a bunch in my hand.
Yeah, and then the cookie one came in late, so that was that.
So I'm not gonna miss good ones without Matt, who wears a cape, white collar gangsta, Deucey McBulge. Sorry, guys. I'll tell you what. If you want to get your emails out, just post them on the fan page, and people can read them. We can't get to them because we got to go.
Isn't Deucey usually pretty good?
Deucey McBulge?
Yeah.
We're out of time, though, so I got to ask you who you got.
I'll go for Brokeback Cucky.
Oh, got to be Brokeback Cucky.
Brokeback Cucky in a landslide. By far the best. See, he can hear some politics and have some fun with it.
That's three dings, baby.
Like we all can.
Yes.
And still
Pants
be friends.
Suit Charlie.
Still be friends, and afterwards.
Signing off.
We drive to the tire store together.
Well, you have to do that for coworkers.
Yeah, right. He's not going down the friendship road.
Doug actually said the only reason he's taking me to get my car is because I took him to the battery shop once, and it's just a favor return. It's not a friendship.
No, this is not
venture.
I had to block him. Not a ride down friendship road.
He actually said he's gonna block me again on Twitter because he feels like he returned the favor. Now he doesn't have to follow me on Twitter.
Right.
You're a Hillary plant.
Right.
I am. I love her. I'm with her. And I'm with Lion's Choice. It's a St. Louis original, home of famous roast beef sandwiches. And now you can add two LC destinations to the list. Lion's Choice in Wentzville is now reopened, returning after high demand. And check out the newest location in Rock Hill at Manchester and McKnight. More locations mean more of St. Louis's favorite roast beef sandwiches. So if you haven't, visit any one of the 25 Lion's Choice locations today. That's the Lion's Choice handoff to the press box with Frank Cusimano. But today it is Bradford Bruns and John, a.k.a. Alpina, bringing heat.
I was doing a little
hot
thing
takes in a hot studio for the next couple hours.
I did a little America the Beautiful behind Lion's Choice because Lion's Choice is everything that's right about America.
Right.
It is.
I agree.
So thank you to Andy Banker for filling in for the cat. Thank you to the Sea Monster for all the great work he does. Thank you to Plowsy and intern Madison with Madison's Minute. Thank you to Peyton behind the board. Thank you to Doug, who loves Hillary Clinton.
Don't.
I am Charlie Marlowe filling in for Tim. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2.